The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hey, everybody. As always, we have a great program coming to you today. My guest is Lana Fish. She's an amazing professional fitness instructor, from high impact, get your heart and body going cardio to smooth, low impact range of motion sessions. And you still sweat like crazy, but I don't know, somehow it all works. Lana teaches both at the YMCA and 7B Fitness, and I'm enthusiastic because I attend her classes. So let's catch up today on YMCA news, fitness opportunities for you, and at 7B, you know that decision you made last January? I don't know, did you stay with it? We're here in December to get you started early, okay? So get back at it. It's your booster shot, a healthy booster shot, if I can say that, of encouragement to stay with whatever that commitment was. Eat better, move more, and get out there, you guys. All right, it's Tuesday. It's Speak Up. My name is Barbara, and I'm glad you're here. We'll be right back after this message.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Anthony, Chad, Flea, and John, live on stage. Red Hot Chili Peppers, with special guests Ken Carson and Iron Tom. Gorge Amphitheater, Friday, May 31st. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. For more, visit RedHotChiliPeppers.com.
Mountain Traders in Elmira is bringing back the old-fashioned joys of Christmas. Stop by for candy-making demonstrations, plus late-night shopping every Saturday this month until 7 p.m. Mountain Traders is also hosting a raffle benefiting the Life Choices Pregnancy Center. Tickets are just $5, and you could win a professionally designed gingerbread house valued at $500. Drawing December 20th, just 10 miles north of Ponderay on Highway 95. Go to MountainTraders.net.
Merry Christmas from Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive, just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
So you want somewhere to play? We got you. A nice, relaxing stay? We got you. Want to be entertained? We got you. Want to play golf all day? We got you.
Golden Lake Casino. Winning is just the beginning.
So you're looking for something to do? We got you. Want some tasty food? We got you. Heard you want to do some shopping? We got you. The live music is always popping at the
Golden Lake Casino. At the Golden Lake Casino. Golden Lake Casino. Winning is just the beginning.
You know what? Let's throw a party this year for the big game.
Hey, we can invite our friends over and all take turns yelling at the TV during the game.
But first, we should get a new TV.
Yeah, like one of the top-rated brands, Samsung, LG, or Sony.
Okay, so I'll start shopping on the internet, then head over to the Warehouse Club to compare.
But if that's all we do, we'll be sorry.
Why?
Because the best deals on those top-rated TVs are at Video Only, not online or at the club.
Video Only has better deals?
Yep. We could save up to $500 if we shop smart.
Then we could afford a larger model and really impress our friends.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis. Video Only.
97.1 FM, 1400 KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. You know, if you have a question that you would like to ask or a comment, you're open to do it. 208-265-TALK. 208-265-8255 gets you to the Speak Up table. All right, everyone, say hello and welcome to Lana Fish, my favorite fitness instructor and just a really great gal. Thanks for being with us, Lana.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, let's start. I'd like to get our audience aware of some of the classes and programs that are available at the YMCA and 7B Fitness.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and start with 7B Fitness. Mm-hmm. We got a couple new classes coming your way. I know there's a change up a little bit in the Warrior Rhythm, Warrior Combat, Warrior Strength. Those are all just kind of different packaging of the same format. So it's like Rebel Yoga or kickboxing, just lots of different fun stuff. I can't remember if there's a new cycling class, but it's great. 7B Fitness is a great small town gym. I love it. Great people to work with and great instructors. So great place. And then obviously at the Y, I'm there more often. I teach 8 classes a week over there. And we have actually quite a few new classes, new instructors as well popping up. We have Heidi and Cammy and Suzanne and Holly and Amy. Those are all new instructors. So they all have different classes. Amber, she's been there for a while, but she's doing the cycling PM.
Now, when you say cycling, do you mean spinning where you're really up and going really fast?
Yes. I think the reason we kind of gear away towards spin, because I think that's a registered trademark. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we don't call it spin.
Okay.
So cycling is just a cycling class. But okay. Yeah, a spin class, basically. Okay. And of course, just lots of different fun energy and really doing a great job of building the networking and the different class schedules over there.
You know, one of the things I think people need to understand, you can also get yoga and Tai Chi. Tai Chi sometimes is taught at City Beach mm-hmm. or at the community center, but it's through the Y with yes. a Y instructor. So mm-hmm. there are lots of different things going on.
Right.
And the pool. The pool is a huge part mm-hmm. of what is offered, especially in the wintertime.
Right. Absolutely. Because clearly, I mean, in the summer, we clearly have the lake, but in the wintertime, I think it's the only place. Well, there's the one in Hope, obviously,
yes. but that's a drive.
Yes, and then the one in Dover, I believe, but I think that's a small town, gated community kind of thing.
Yeah.
But anyways, great thing to do, especially if you need to have low impact for those joints. The water is a great place to start.
And
that.
There are all kinds of lanes for swimming mm-hmm. and adult and child playtimes mm-hmm. where you just play in the water or water aerobics
yep.
that you were just mentioning.
Yep. And the swim
like the lake, it might be a little bit chilly, but
yeah. It's about the same temperature.
It's about the same. But honestly, it's healthy. Once you get going, yes. it's all good.
You're right. There's a scientific method for it, I'm
exactly.
sure.
Exactly. So tons of stuff going on mm-hmm. at the Y. And talk to us about, you teach a class. Well, you teach several. Mm-hmm. ReFit mm-hmm. is one. Yeah. And AOA, which is Active Outstanding
That's
Adults.
That's right. All the things.
So tell our audience about ReFit. I think mm-hmm. that might be one they're really interested in.
ReFit is just a super fun aerobics dance style class. It's definitely higher, I don't want to say impact, but higher intensity for sure. It's an hour of cardio. So yeah.
Higher speed.
Yes, for sure. It's going to get those cognitive juices moving.
Yeah, exactly. To follow you.
No, it just go. Just go with it. Don't follow me.
Do you still turn the lights down low and it's like this disco effect?
Exactly,
oh,
exactly.
So nobody can really see exactly what you're
no.
doing.
So exactly. So just do what you can do.
Dance and have fun. And AOA, that's the class that I attend and I like it. Describe that class for our audience because mm-hmm. I mean, I don't want people to think you have to be like elderly to do this.
Right.
I mean, any age can really gain from range of motion, balance. Mm-hmm. Talk about that a little bit.
I really have appreciated this class because it's something I needed. And I am 37 years old and I needed this class because it's a functional fitness, works on balance, which is the very first thing to go from 35 on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The balance is the first thing to go. Just body awareness, functional fitness, the things that your body will lose if you don't do it. And they're you know, everyday activity style workout kind of thing. So it's nothing high intensity, but it is getting all those major body mechanics working.
Right. Mm-hmm. All your muscles are working. And I don't want to make you think that I know anything about medicine or anything, but I have been reading recently about osteoporosis. So I'm not going to talk about the meds. I do have an opinion on that. But really, the one of the doctors was talking about, you just don't want to fall. Falling, mm-hmm. I mean, it's not so much your bones, but mm-hmm. anyway, I won't go there. Mm-hmm. So staying healthy, muscular, yeah. eating right, mm-hmm. and balance mm-hmm. are like, those are like the top three gets
yeah.
As we age, mm-hmm. at any age,
yeah.
as you say, balance begins to go. So honestly, it's a great class, or anything like that class. I know there are other
right.
gyms and other fitness centers, different sizes, different staff that you may be interested in. I just encourage you to find one and get into it. You know, if it's geographically close to your house, it's easy to get to, you like the parking, whatever. Ever. Just get out and do it, right, Lana?
Absolutely, yep.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to make sure that our audience hears is that the Y, I'm not sure about 7B, is a part of the Silver Sneakers
yes.
program for your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important, isn't it?
It is absolutely important. And it's really great because we, the Y, 7B is still a work in progress in this area, but the Y has three actual Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and they, I can't remember the other one, and I think they're working on a fourth one, actually, and I apologize, I don't remember the other
People
two.
Can ask at the front desk.
Yes, exactly,
and get
but
all that.
They work in conjunction with your insurance companies, because obviously preventative health is better than, you know, it's cheaper for the insurance companies than, you know, the after effects. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Silver Sneakers and probably the other ones very much like you say, they pay for your membership at the Y, they pay for your classes. You just, it's really a wonderful encouragement
right.
to come and take advantage.
Yeah, just talk to your insurance company and they'll let you know whether that is included.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Especially with people renewing and changing their insurance right now, it mm-hmm. might be a question that you want to ask. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you get that. You know, Lana, one of the things that I really love about you and your class and the way you approach it is the inspiration that you are.
Mm.
I don't, you know what kind of a detail, but you're such an encouragement because you have a fitness testimony. I mean, some people might look at you and say, well, she's always been fit all of her life. You know, what does she know
right.
about what my challenge is, whether it's motivation or weight or whatever
mm-hmm,
it is?
Mm-hmm.
So talk to our audience a little bit about that testimony you have.
I definitely have a testimony. It's been about 15 years ago, I started my own fitness / weight loss journey. I was 85 pounds heavier than I am right now. And, you know, you just lose, you're not motivated because you don't want anyone to see you. You're ashamed of where you've gone. And just, you just don't feel good in your own skin. So, I really appreciated when I first started my fitness journey, those dim lights you kind of
yes,
hide in the background.
It's true.
And then all of a sudden, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but suddenly there was a song that just really spoke to me, and I just was able to get out of my shell that I had put myself into. And it really just helped me get into everyday activity and socially, and it really branched out into my entire life, and it, you know, church body and all that. And so it's been exciting to go from being a member who didn't know what they were doing, really did not like the gym, and then of course where I am at now, which is an instructor and just really loving what I'm doing. I'm coming up here on 5 years now. Next month will be my 5-year anniversary teaching, and I still love every single class, and that's been really good. Yeah.
And that really shows, I think that's why your students, including me, love you, because there's enthusiasm and welcome for whether somebody's a beginner or they're a little bit further along. And you play music. I mean, for me,
oh
The music is everything. It's life. The one thing we're missing in water aerobics here that I do on my class, water aerobics. It's got to have music to just, you know, dance if you don't want to do anything else.
Yes.
Everybody can dance.
Yes.
Can't they?
They can. They absolutely can. I don't care. Close your eyes and dance.
It may not be a beautiful sight to behold, but it's dancing.
Yep.
Well, clearly with 8 classes a week, you exercise a lot more than some of your students do. How do you recover? I mean, from day to day to day, you know, we always talk about recovery. How do you stay recovered so you can do full throttle in all your classes?
One thing, I think the biggest thing is to try to stay up on my water, to not let myself get dehydrated. And that it plays into all sorts of areas, not only my cognitive function and remembering the steps, and, you know, remembering the body parts I'm, talking about.
That muscle group, right? What is it?
but also I try to have higher protein so that way it can replenish the muscles that I've worked, and less high processed foods, because that is just empty energy. It's not actually going to sustain any of my body.
So exactly.
Just everything in balance. I mean, I do have cookie every once in a while, but it's not my day-to-day recharge.
It's not the whole box,
no,
right?
No, not it's not. Not today. Maybe Christmas, but...
You know, I want to put a heart and an underline around H2O. We're both here today. We both forgot our water bottles.
Dang it.
I know. But it's really important, and I can tell the difference when I'm not hydrated in my energy, my motivation, and just the way I'm feeling. You know, it's so important. And everything counts for H2O. If you drink a couple of cups of coffee, you can count that, okay, half and half.
Yes.
If you don't like, I know it's a diuretic, but they say you can count it.
I don't understand that
water,
one. Tea, I get.
Yeah. Tea, straight up water. And there are other things like those bottled kombuchas. I mean,
getting,
you know,
your
some
electrolytes.
Electrolytes. Add some electrolytes. I just bought some Tarte. Not from, not, what's it called? Reconstituted organic tart cherry juice.
Oh,
yes, I know. That's one of my now go-to hydrations once
that's
a day.
Good.
It's a little bit spendy, but it's fun.
I know. Speaking of spendy, I started.
And it's tart cherry.
Putting,
that's good for us.
And you need that, right?
Yeah.
To help with the.
Everything.
Everything, yes. Everything.
Electrolytes. Do you add electrolytes ever to your water? Like some kind of electrolyte powder?
Absolutely. Sometimes I do, especially when I have multiple classes a day. Sometimes, especially if I'm subbing for someone, I'll add electrolytes in, or I try to use like a mineral salt instead of just the iodized salt so I can actually get the healthy salts back in my system. One thing I did learn when I just recently took a continuing education class where I was very surprised that water not only plays into balance, but it also affects your sleep. So depending on where you are with your dehydration or hydration, it really does affect everything.
Yeah.
So that I was surprised by the sleep, but that one was interesting to me.
That's really good. H2O, lots of water, stay hydrated. You know, and what do you think? I think that staying hydrated in the winter is more of a challenge than staying hydrated in the summer. Comment on that.
I think it's just because we're cold already. And a lot of times when we get, especially if we have tap water, it's so cold coming from the pipes. I'm not excited to drink my water because it's ice cold and I'm already cold. So it's really... a challenge to want to drink it. But if you're in the higher intensity classes, obviously you're going to be thirstier. But I try to give myself like a time limit. Like after my class, I really try to complete my whole water, my 32 ounces, within a half hour after finishing my class. That way I can really make sure I recharge the sweat that I've lost.
32 ounces within an hour? I mean, I'm only doing 64 to 74 ounces a day.
Okay. But it depends on how much you sweat, right?
Well, that's true.
But I sweat quite a bit. And so I try to do three or four of my 32-ounce bottles a day.
So you're doing like over 100 ounces of water a day, yeah, more or less. But you're really so active and, yes, sweating a lot, mm-hmm, I think, mm-hmm, you know, a little...
I really, yeah.
A little footnote on that for our audience. Yes, that's
exactly.
That's a lot of water.
Yes, but you're going to get more steps because you're going to be have to using the restroom more often.
You can so, count your steps, yes, to the bathroom. I like that. I'm going to write that down and see, make sure that my Fitbit is keeping track of all this. My Fitbit has no idea what I'm doing on the rebounder. It's like,
yes,
clueless that I'm jumping. We're going to talk about that coming up, okay, in the next session. And I also want to talk about the classes that you recently attended. Such great information. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, you can tell we've got a lot more coming your way. We'll be right back.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry-standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, Multiquip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision here to talk to you about insurance company steering. Steering happens when you call your insurance company to report a claim, and they suggest that you go to one of their preferred shops instead of telling them that it is your choice where to go. The dirty little secret behind this is that that body shop has signed a contract with the insurance company to use imitation Chinese parts, junkyard parts, and other things to reduce the price of the repairs. So the body shop gets the work, the insurance company gets the discount, and I ask you, what do you get? At North Idaho Collision, we care more about quality than we do about profits. So North Idaho Collision will never sign contracts that don't benefit our customers. Simply put, we care about you and the way your vehicle is repaired. If you feel the same way that we do, you can find us at 148 David Thompson Drive in Bonners Ferry. Our phone number is 208-267-9995. Again, that's 208-267-9995. Or you can find us on the web at nicrepaircenter.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, everyone. Thanks for being with us today. We are talking with fitness professional Lana Fish. She teaches at both the YMCA and 7B Fitness. She has a lot of information, great classes. So, you know, we're doing this to encourage you and to motivate you to get out and make sure you keep moving for your good health. Well, Lana, I'm excited about the classes that you recently took because I am going to be the beneficiary,
yes,
of all this,
like
that
it or
you
not
have learned. So tell our audience, just kind of go through some of the things that that they talked about.
Okay. Well, there honestly, it was a lot of information. It was 3 classes all combined into one, and they all kind of hit on different sides of aging, essentially. So there was the cognitive side of aging, the physical side of aging, clearly, and then even the hormonal side of aging. So it was a lot, but it was very interesting. And they, of course, had some statistics and some fun stuff that I've already added to class with as far as the brain games and everything, which has been fun, hopefully.
You were doing that yesterday. Right? We were all complaining.
I love it. You'll get used to it. But one of the biggest ones I was really struck by was the statistics on falling. And it was very scary to me, to be honest. They had a projection data sheet where it basically said that seven people fall to in 2030, seven people fall to their death at every hour at the current statistic rate that we're going in 2030. And I was like, that is not okay. We need to stop that right now. So hopefully we're on the decline, because this statistic was taken back in 2019, I believe. So,
well, that's what we were talking about earlier. You know, people, you know, I'm not discounting the osteoporosis or osteopenia issue, but the issue is that your fitness, your muscles that hold you together, mm-hmm. the food that you eat mm-hmm. that feeds everything, and your balance, mm-hmm. that's what keeps you from falling and breaking a hip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really the bottom line.
Right,
you can have osteopenia. If you never fall, you're never going to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not going to pay a price exactly.
Right. No, I completely
agree
with that.
Not to discount that. But
right.
Yeah, stay healthy and stay balanced.
And even if you do have osteoporosis, there's been many tests showing that you can replenish that bone density.
Yes.
Just by doing the strength training and, you know, circuit training and all of
and eating right.
Yeah, eating right,
you
for
do
sure.
Have
to replenish
eat the right food.
After
you know,
that.
Those cookies you were talking
yes,
about.
Yes, that's going to steal from all that.
That kind of
yes.
sugar kind of.
Yes, and it's going to make you not feel good, so you'll be less motivated to move. It's just the cycle effect, you know.
Or it's going to fill you up. Now, I think you said this before. It fills you up on the thing that's not nourishing you. So you don't feel like eating something over here that will nourish you, like a mango or oatmeal or whatever.
I my biggest way that I eat, it, honestly, is animal byproducts. I really like my chicken and my beef. I know. We can have a differing opinion. But this is how
we'll talk.
But I also would encourage people for the hormonal side of things to not, there's a big push towards just taking carbs off your plate entirely, that butchers your hormones.
Yes.
So really make sure you balance between protein, good, you know, vegetables, fruits, but the carbs are really important, especially
vegetables,
for women.
Vegetables and fruits are carbohydrates.
Yes, I would agree
and
with that.
And that sourdough bread waffle that you had. That's
getting
a
those grains
it's a good carbohydrate.
Whole
grains.
Yeah, the white flour and the white sugar is going to deplete all that. So, you know, do what you can to steer clear of those.
Yeah, and to build up on the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so aging, what were some other topics that they talked about in this refresher? This sounds like an amazing class.
It was,
attended.
It really was. It was great. And then, of course, it was showing that what the age range of 85 plus is actually the largest population we have right now is 85 plus. So that it shows that this kind of awareness is very important for our current populace, because so many people don't even realize they need this. They need to move. Even, you know, walking is great. It keeps you moving. It keeps your brain somewhat aware, but the strength training gets the other neurons in the brain pass going, and you can help actually slow down dementia and other cognitive diseases by doing these kind of activities.
Yeah, I mean, just straight up, just walking is not enough.
Right, I would
agree
with that.
It just isn't.
No, I mean, because there's you can do so, like, you don't pay attention to your steps.
Your body gets like, mm-hmm. I don't know, hypnotized or something. Yes. It takes the easy way. Mm-hmm. You know, so we need weights, we need water, we need music, we need up and down, we need jumpy jumps, we need balance.
Resistance, yeah.
Resistance,
Yeah, I would agree with that completely.
A real mix.
Yeah, for the full health of the body.
Exactly.
Right? Keep it balanced.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Walking is good, but it's not everything. Mm-hmm. And there, I know people that the only thing they do is walk
right.
a little bit.
Right, it's and they think that's going to be the end all. And I mean, I get it when you have joint issues. I mean, getting out and walking can be enough. I mean, as far as mentally. But really try to gear towards a full health, like getting some of that weight training, or not weight training, but strength training.
Yeah, you know? Or resistance, like the bands yesterday, or in circuit the water. Training. I'm a big proponent of get in the water. Mm-hmm. It helps your joints. There is resistance
even
against
walking
the
water. In the water.
Walk in the water. Mm-hmm. Walk backwards in the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what else do we have from that class? I love all this information.
Oh, my goodness. It was a lot, but it was so good. I did learn the word neuroplasticity, and that was a good one. That's just like the brain function, and that's why it's really important to do the brain games as you're moving, because then you're, even if you're walking, like we march in place sometimes, and then I'll throw out these random questions. I think that's why I love this class so much, because we get such a good social
interaction.
Workout.
Exactly. And workout,
right?
Yeah.
We laugh so much in that class, and we don't realize how much of an ab workout that is until we walk out the door.
Exactly.
Like, my lungs are like gasping for air.
Too.
Yeah.
My cheeks.
And that is so important as far as like socialization does so much for your brain. And we learned that, of course, during the lockdown, like how important socialization is for that cognitive health.
Right.
We need to have that interaction with each other to keep things really clicking.
You know, it's person to person too. I mean, there's one thing, we can text, we can, look at somebody's video online.
Face to face, yeah.
That is not the same as face to face.
I agree.
Person to person, up front. Mm-hmm. Neuroplasticity, I think, is really interesting, because I think, Lana, that our bodies and our minds take the easy way out. That's like if you always drive the same route, you just kind of get unconscious.
Yep.
Your brain literally goes to sleep, and you can get from point A to point B and not really quite remember what you were doing. Mm-hmm. You're just like on autopilot.
Yeah.
Autopilot is not the best for your brain.
That's not your brain.
Your brain.
Yeah. Really, that's just body. That's a muscle memory.
I know. You need to drive different directions.
Yes.
Learn how to play. I'm thinking about getting a ukulele and playing the ukulele.
Yes,
I will bring it to class.
Yes,
just
please.
Make you all upset.
Wacky Wednesday.
Exactly. But anything. Learn another language. I know these are all the easy ones. Play chess. Play checkers. Play bridge.
Mm-hmm. Dance is a big one, because it's getting that cognitive plus the body movement. It's doing both. That's why dance
better than
is
chess.
A huge medicine for dementia and Alzheimer's. And like studies have shown that dance is a huge proponent of decreasing that.
I'm going to live forever with a good brain, because
dance all the time.
I love to dance. I dance in my living room. I turn on rock and roll music at 6 a.m. or
Barbara.
I know. My neighbors are like, is she still partying? or did she begin? No, none of that is true. None of that is true. That's a joke. But I do dance all the time. I throw on music and I dance while I make coffee or
doing my
worship
dishes.
Music, whatever. Mm-hmm. I just throw it on and dance around. Big band. I love it all. Country. Mm-hmm. Okay. Neuroplasticity.
Yes.
Good to say that word several times.
I know that enough right there. Yeah. Neuroplasticity.
That alone is a workout. All right. This was a conference kind of on aging. Mm-hmm. What else did they have maybe about food? And I want to lead you into some of, you mentioned it, but some of the really important foods that you try to make sure for you and your family that you're including.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things with aging is our we have less muscle. We have that muscle degeneration, and that is going to slow down your metabolism. So getting foods that help increase your metabolism, and again, water is a big part of that. It kind of keeps that blood flowing and gets into the gut and keeps the food, being processed in your gut, so we can really help that gut out. But some of the foods that we eat, and again, I am still kind of introducing this to my family because I have kids and they're not always on board with what I have. But brown rice is a great one for getting that balance in with.
Brown rice is tasty.
It's better
than white rice.
And as you, I know you like the beans and the lentils. Ben has a recipe he likes. It's basically rice and beans. And then you just add like taco seasonings and stuff like that, right? So it doesn't have to be very complicated. I personally cannot do complicated. My brain is like, no, I'm done with that. When I was first starting my journey, I did a lot of complicated stuff and my brain is just like having a fit. Yeah, it's like, nope, can't do it anymore.
I've long since given up. If it's got more than like 4 ingredients, I take another longer look at it. It's too many ingredients. Roll what out? What?
Exactly.
No, I'm not going to do that.
I will say sourdough has been a trick for me because I tried for Thanksgiving, I was going to make sourdough rolls. And so I was like, oh, great. I got 4 hours. I should be fine. Then it's like, it needs to ferment for 10
to
12 hours.
It's like you have to grow an animal.
It's my baby.
In your kitchen.
I have Samantha. Samantha's my starter.
Exactly.
And she needs to be fed twice a day.
I know. She's very high maintenance.
Yes.
I gave that up a long time. I gave my Samantha away. It's okay. I know. I was only fostering you, not adopting.
That's hilarious.
So listen, I will give you my recipe for 4 ingredient, no kneed, as in K-N-E-A-D, bread.
Yes.
It's so good.
Awesome.
I'll give it to you
when
we're up there.
Sounds fabulous.
All right. We are up against our last break, so stick around because we're going to be talking about some specific exercises you can do, including that awesome rebounder.
Merry Christmas from Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. Christmas silver is in stock now. Plus, they have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. There's also great gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else in our area. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Pend Oreille. Grünberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
You know what? Let's throw a party this year for the big game.
Hey, we can invite our friends over and all take turns yelling at the TV during the game.
But first, we should get a new TV.
Yeah, like one of the top-rated brands, Samsung, LG, or Sony.
Okay, so I'll start shopping on the internet, then head over to the Warehouse Club to compare.
But if that's all we do, we'll be sorry.
Why?
Because the best deals on those top-rated TVs are at Video Only, not online or at the club.
Video Only has better deals?
Yep. We could save up to $500 if we shop smart.
Then we could afford a larger model and really impress our friends.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or microwaves, but you will find the best deals on top-rated TVs, soundbars, and monitors. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
On Division, north of Francis, Video Only.
Hello, this is Scott
and Ty of Albertson Barlow Insurance Services.
We are very proud to provide the Sandpoint area with quality, competitive companies and exceptional service.
For all your insurance needs, whether it's life, health, home, auto, or commercial coverage, Scott and I are available to assist you in determining what coverage meets you and your family's needs.
We are located in the old Powerhouse Building, Suite 203, so come on down and see us. 208-265-6406.
Sick and tired of trying fad diets that don't get you the results you want? Would you like to know how to safely lose up to 30 pounds in about a month? At Spokane Weight Loss, we've cracked the code to weight loss resistance. We make it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back safely, naturally, and effectively with our unique program. If you want to lose unhealthy fat without counting points, calories, exercising, prepared meals, HCG, drugs, hypnosis, or surgery, see real people with success stories at SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
Hi, it's Josh. I lost 47 pounds, 21 inches, and I'm off all the meds that I was on for obesity-related illnesses. I know the secret, and so can you.
Many clients lose half a pound to a pound a day. That's up to 30 pounds in about a month. Call now for your free consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868. SpokaneWeightLoss.com.
KBFI. KSPT. North Idaho's Radio.
Hey everybody, I am so glad that you have taken us along for the ride today in your car, 97.1 FM or 1450 AM way up there, all of our friends in Boundary County and Bonners Ferry, and if you're at your desk or with your phone around, you can be with us live at NorthIdahoRadio.com, or you can, you know, wait for the recording. This live program will be posted up as a recording at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And, you know, you can tune in at, you know, you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you're not hydrated enough. You could listen to this program and we can help you feel better and get you up and walking and exercising, right? All right. My guest is Lana Fish. She teaches exercise classes at YMCA and 7B. And you can go to both of these establishments or other gyms. There are so many opportunities in our whole area, Bonners Ferry and Sandpoint and Priest River, all over. There are opportunities for you to get up and get out and get moving. And we recommend it. My new toy, my new baby, is a rebounder. I am so excited about the benefits of rebounding. Talk to our audience a little bit about the benefits of rebounding.
Awesome. Well, just real quick, the rebounder, if you don't know, is basically a small trampoline that has the bars next to it, and it's fabulous. So it's a low-impact cardiovascular exercise, generally appropriate for people of all ages, from children to adults. And then it works the abdominals, the legs, the glutes, and the deep back muscles, helps to improve endurance. It can even help improve the balance because clearly you're working that core.
Moving around a little bit on that.
Even just trying to hold your leg up while on that really gets you, your core going, you know, everything. Yes. Yep. So it's a great way to, because the bars are right there, it's a great way to work that balance because the ground is shifting underneath you clearly, right? So it's great for that. Obviously, always talk to your doctor before starting anything. They have different qualities out there. So if you are at all leery about which one to go, I would go buy bigger and the six legs with a handle. That way you can get the balance benefits and not have to worry about the fall.
Go bigger because it's sturdy, it's well made. I mean, you want to spend a little bit of money on this. Now you can go way high, you know, but I'm sure that Consumer Report, if you, you know, don't know someone who can recommend for you, or then go to Consumer Report, they can help you. I love the one that I purchased. In fact, two friends on the day that it, well, the day and the next day, it took us 2 hours to get this assembled. It's almost embarrassing to say, but it was kind of in Chinese English, but it was, honestly, it's just so good. And two friends now have ordered exactly the same rebounder that I bought.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I'm a trendsetter. What
yes,
can I say?
Right? Way to motivate him.
Way to motivate. But I bought it primarily for the winter because I'm not out as active as I normally am. And it's so handy if you do have a place for it, because you're going to buy like at least the 48-inch one. That's like, that's what you want with, like Lana said, six legs and a handle. And it's great for balance. It's just, it's a very, I'm just really enjoying
that's
it.
That's awesome. So and a lot of them have the money back guarantee. Yours, you said, does it fold up? Does yours fold
up? It does, but we'll never fold up again.
Oh, okay. No, okay. It's your, oh, I got you. You have a relationship.
I can't deal. It's like, Yeah, no, it's not like easy fold
up. Oh, okay.
It's like it's found its permanent location.
I see.
We're in a relationship. I was going to put it on Facebook, but who cares?
Very nice.
So the rebounder. Now, the other thing about the rebounder, Lana, that makes me think of you and your classes and how good you are is the things that you need to remember and to make it work for you. Mm-hmm. What are some of those things?
And I think a lot of these pertain to any type of workout you're going to do. You can want to warm up your body, listen to your body, always go to your own pace. And like you, especially at home, you can pick your own music,
yes.
right? So you can go at your own pace, follow the music if you want. Definitely keep breathing, keep that oxygen level up. Get that posture lined up. So tighten your core, pull down your shoulders, like we always say. Oh, and breathe.
And breathe. Yeah. This is what we all learn in Lana's class, and it's just really good. I think the warm up is important. And I'm going to say, from what I've read, just because I'm kind of into it right now, is warming up, like not just in that session, but like the first month that you're doing rebounding. Don't get on it and think you need to go for 45 minutes. No.
Yeah.
You know what's recommended at the very beginning? Mm-hmm. 8 minutes
nice.
Morning and afternoon or late
Perfect.
Afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that's worth about almost an hour. I have, I'm not sure, but of pretty fast walking.
Yeah.
It's the ratio is amazing. A little bit on the rebounder is a lot
right.
From outdoors. So I like that.
Yeah.
But go easy.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to your doctor and not just warm up every time, but ramp up as you in your first several weeks
right.
of doing this. That's true for anything.
I was going to say, I think that's really important, especially as we start to get into the new year. A lot of people like, let's make this, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week, right? So they just go hard and go fast all at once, and your body cannot endure that. You need to build on those muscles and build that endurance and really give your body time if you want to keep it sustained. It's just like with food.
Yes.
You want to do something that's not a diet, but a new food program that is sustainable. It's the same thing when you are working out. Make sure it's sustainable. Otherwise, if you don't enjoy it, if your body hurts too much, you're not going to stick with it. So I would say definitely as we get into January, really give yourself and your body time to gradually come into it.
That is such good advice.
One of the things I learned in my class was 2 20-minute strength training workouts can be just as beneficial than, you know, 5 or 6, 7 times a week. If you're getting every single body major muscle group worked out in 20 minutes, then you're good to go.
You're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not only if you overdo it at the beginning, no matter what it is, including food,
right.
you and especially exercise, you may encounter pain and maybe even some injury.
Yeah.
And that's going to stop you cold because all of a sudden now, you know, your leg hurts. Your knee hurts or whatever.
Yeah, you can pull ligaments. Yeah, and you're out of commission for a long time.
Yeah. Not paying attention to pain is another thing to be aware of. If something's hurting, right, Lana?
Yeah.
It's like your body's telling you
something.
Yes,
I always tell people, if you get that sharp pain, that's your body saying, no, I'm not ready for this. And it can be day to day because a lot of times, especially as we age, we get tight and we don't realize how tight we are and our body just automatically compensates for that tightness. And it gets everything out of alignment. So this is why stretching, warming up is so important.
Yeah, really. And going too hard at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that you always say in class, and I think the dark lights help, though the class I attend, there are no dark lights. But anyway, the refit is comparing ourselves to others. I mean, this is not a competition or a race. We're in our own physical
journey. It's your
journey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's your story to tell. So don't try to fit into somebody else's body. And even like a lot of the people in our class where they have had surgeries, they've had new body parts put in, right? So they're literally having to relearn how to move again. And they try to compare themselves, even themselves, from what they used to do and what they can do now. And then they lose all the amazing progress that they are making because they're comparing themselves. So Stop comparing yourself to anybody, even who, quote, you used to be.
That is such a good word. And you know what? That is the last word today. It's so good. I want to say thank you again to Lana Fish and all that she does. I know we have a lot of listeners out there that are cheering her on and appreciate her. So that's it for today. Next week, come on back because we're going to stay kind of with fitness as a theme. I'm excited to welcome next week Lake Pendere School District girls wrestling coach Valerie Johansson. She works in the middle school and the high school, and it is just amazing what is going on. She's with the girls' wrestling team. We'll talk about the boys also, but we are going to focus on the girls. They have the biggest group of middle school girl wrestlers ever.
They just won district, didn't they?
They just got back from a championship. So, all right, everybody, take care of yourselves, slow down out there, and may God richly bless you, my friends.